Good evening. We're going to start the meeting tonight with the opening prayer, and this is Pastor Ken Herbrook here tonight. No? I don't see. How about Pastor Bill Moore?
Sure. Let us pray. What a blessing, Lord, it is to come together in your name tonight, Lord, recognizing that by your grace we live our lives and live in such a community such as this. And so as the leaders come together to do business tonight, I pray that you would guard their hearts and minds as they do business for so many people. And so, Lord, as they do, give them wisdom and understanding at every turn. Lord, we need you. We just look around and we see that every day. And so we humble ourselves before you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. The Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Mayor Chris Heveleth.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated. This brings us to the roll call. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Mayor Teich.
Here.
Pro Tem Haber.
Here.
Councilmember Fear. Luddington.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Osmer.
Here.
Owens.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. This brings us to the approval of the agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Support.
I am sorry, Madam Clerk. We have a little bit of, and thank you for the reminder of this. Okay. So for the approval of the agenda, we have some consent agenda corrections, item number 2 and item number 8. Number 2, professional service agreement extension planning consultant. The correction was it's a 2-year contract, not a 1-year contract. Number 8, tentative bid award 2026 water main replacement contract 1. Please find the attached corrections to the bid tab, amending particular line items to correctly allocate costs. Then we have 2 additions to add to the consent agenda. Number 15, traffic control order for the Moonlight Market. And number 16, traffic control order for the semi parade that we have typically during the county fair time period. So those 2 items to be added to the consent agenda. Would there be any discussions regarding all 4 of those at this point in time? Not seeing any. I now would like a motion to approve the agenda with the 2 corrections and the 2 additions.
I'll make the motion again.
I still support.
Okay. I have a motion and support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The agenda is approved. This brings us to the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of June the 15th, 2026.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion and support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes of the regular meeting of June the 15th, 2026 are approved. This brings us to proclamations and special presentations, in which we have none tonight. This brings us to public hearings, in which we have none tonight. This brings us to our first citizen comments, in which each person wishing to address the City Council shall be afforded 1 opportunity of up to 4 minutes duration during the first occasion, 1 opportunity up to 3 minutes during the last occasion for citizen comments. When recognized, please come to the podium, give your name and address, and direct your comments to the mayor. Is there anyone at this point in time that would like to address the council? Yes, sir.
Hi. Sam McLaren, 721 West Oliver Street. Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
I sent an email out to everybody. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to read it. Unfortunately, it got out late because I, as of 1 o'clock, was in Boyne City, Michigan. so I rushed back here to present this issue. My problem is the water. I'm trying to get connected since December 11th. I turned in my prints and stuff, and it's been all the way up until June 4th before I was able to get a price. When I got the price, it came in at $40,000. That's just for the tap. And I don't know if you've looked at your resolution 79-2024. Apparently, when the water department, whoever it is, came before you and said, hey, these are our new charges that we need to charge to do this work. Well, to do the water service, and I'm not talking about the fire protection, it's $3,000 and some dollars, and then plus the connection part of it, which brings it down, and there was about $4,000 in parts. And there was a connection fee of $3,600, I'm rounding. And then on the water, though, on a 2-inch water, it was $5,840. And that's just for the privilege to hook up to the main. I mean, it's your water, it's not your main, but that's just for the privilege. You don't get anything for that $6,000. Then when you hook up, though, they've got a flat fee, which is under that resolution that you adopted back in 2024. And it's $12,250 to do that, plus $1,755 or whatever it is for the water meter, bringing a total of $14,250. Add the two together to get a water service, not counting running the line into the building or any of that, it's $20,080 or $90 just for that. Now, the parts to do the hookup to 6-inch main was like $4,000. The parts to do the 2-inch main and tie it in is $1,300. Because I already bought all the parts and sent them back, and the city said, no, no, we have to do that work. So $1,300 in parts, $13,000 in $12,250 to do it. And all it consists of is them doing a drilling hole in the pipe, putting a saddle on it, coming out of it with a fitting, a compression fitting, a piece of copper, putting the corporation cock, and then the shutoff valve. Anything from that on into the building is the responsibility of the plumber, which I cover that. So with that said, I said, well, I can't afford to spend $20,000 when I got a perfectly good well. Well, you're in the township, you have to hook up. I go, wait a minute. I says, I don't think so. So got a copy of the agreement between Caledonia Township and City of Wausau. You all have it now. All except I didn't give you the resolutions. The resolutions from the city and the township post this agreement was to extend it to 40 years so they could get FDA money and different monies and stuff from agriculture and so on to do extensions and improvements and so on. So it was extended to 40 years so they could get financing and stuff if they needed to do anything. So without those, the entire agreement reads what's going to happen. The city agrees to provide water at a reasonable cost, it says in there under paragraph 21, and that they would, that this would be the terms and stuff. Nothing anywhere in there says you have to hook up or you should hook up, period. Now, I understand the Home Builders Association has a lawsuit against city for the cost of their, again, hearsay. I understand Wausau is also suing the City of Wausau and Caledonia Township, again, for the well water problems and stuff like that. But there's nothing in the agreement that says you have to do this. You a la carte in your resolution the cost for the fire protection for townships and the city, and then you a la carte the domestic water. So you've separated it already. So I'm requesting in my email to you guys is to be able to hook up to the fire protection side of it only. I don't want to hook up to the well and pay $20,080 more, not counting my connection fees and everything else to go back inside. So you list it as a separate line item, they provide it, but I'm being told I can't do it. I've communicated with the city on numerous occasions. They've been always very courteous, very kind, but always, I'll have to get with Ryan. I can't get a meeting with Ryan.
Yeah.
Okay, got one other last item I just want to throw this. At my home, they say I'm using 200 gallons of water a day. So I put sub-meters in just to see what I'm actually using. It's half of that. But I've told from Tom at the city that if I dispute it, they'll take my meter out, they'll send it in, but if there's nothing wrong with it, I got to pay them $2,500 to prove that your piece of equipment is metering my water right. There's only my wife and myself. We're gone 40% of the time up north, and I don't think we're using 200 gallons of water a day because I've got sub-meters to prove it. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Sam. For the comments. Yes, sir.
probably don't have enough time here, so I'll have to finish on the second. Mike Klein, 204 Stratford Drive. Here tonight on a grocery list again of items. One of your items of business tonight is to wipe out over $15,000 worth of parking tickets tonight because the city manager claims, at least the way I read it, is that it's going to cost more than $15,000 to retrieve the money. Then what is the purpose of parking enforcement? What is the purpose of code enforcement? Keep in mind, the gentleman that was here 3 weeks ago that got a $300-some-odd fine and got arrested because his landlord trashed the property, not him. But he had to pay to get out of jail. So if we're going to, like, wipe out $15,000 worth of parking tickets, why not post everybody's name in the Argus Press that's going to cost the city this money? Why not, if we have a parking, if we have somebody that walks the downtown district, let's eliminate the job. If you're not going to go collect the money, eliminate the job. This is common sense. Save the taxpayers some money. So, but again, I think the right thing to do is let's post people's names that owe the city the money, or just divide the amount of parking tickets, amount of people that have tickets, into the $15,000, and you add that to each ticket and recoup your money. But again, why do you want to waste $15,000 worth of money? No disrespect, but this council just approved a 5% pay raise for the city manager. Kind of doesn't make sense to me. And with the water and sewer rates all going up, why are you going to throw out $15,000? Next thing is, back in the wintertime, a tree fell in the river behind the old YWCA, which is now probably going to become City of Owosso property. And so as a former person that used to pull trees out of the water for the City of Owosso, a lot of City of Owosso residents don't know this, but you are taxed from the middle of the river to the middle of your street in case a tree falls in the river. Now that 50% of the river is blocked from a tree on potential city property, who's going to pull that tree out of the water? Who's going to pay for it? Because it fell in the river before the City of Owosso bought that piece of property. And so if the normal homeowner has to pay to get a tree out of the water, if they don't do it, then the city steps in. Then what's the city going to do about blocking half the river with a tree that now could be on their property? I don't know quite how much time I have left, but I see Mr. Owens isn't here tonight. And out of respect, I gave it 3 weeks. Mr. Owens was the sitting city council person who has code violations on their property. I waited 1 week. I went and talked to Tanya Bucklew, and Tanya Bucklew asked me questions about that because she said she played the tape back. She said she told me that she talked to Mr. Owens about getting those motorized vehicles out of the front lawn, which is a code violation. Those vehicles, as of 6:05 today, are still in his front lawn, which is a code violation. Now, also, the car that is sitting in his driveway that is unregistered now has debris parked behind it so that the City of Owosso code enforcement cannot read the back end of the car. Now, maybe somebody told him to put that debris there, but when Tanya asked me about that vehicle, which she brought it up, not me, and I told her what direction she needs to look in to see that the car is unregistered. I gave him the respect. I thought 3 weeks would be enough time. But again, he's on council. He's held to a higher standard. Mr. Teich, I will wait for the second set of citizens' comments.
I appreciate it. Further comments tonight? Yes.
Good Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Chris Evelith, 715 West King Street. I'm here in my capacity once again as the Community Engagement and Grants Manager for Shiawassee Health and Wellness, Community Mental Health. Before most of you arrived, I did set a handout, a two-page handout on your desk to kind of highlight some of what went on at our agency in the year 2025. So I think it's important that all of our stakeholders and the people who support our mission understand all the things that are going on at our agency. So we have a letter from our CEO on top, and then we have a page with several points of data about 2025 on the second page. But just some highlights here. I think the biggest thing from 2025 and going into the future is a grant that we received from MDHHS, that is the state of Michigan, for a 24/7, 365 mobile crisis unit. What does that mean? That means we're going to employ two what they call crisis professionals and two peers to be on call at various times. Basically, at some point, our goal is to have everybody on call 24/7, 365. And the point of this is to deploy where to the place of where a mental health crisis may be happening. So currently, there's a mental health crisis going on with someone. A neighbor, a family member, someone may call 911 and an ambulance gets dispatched or a police car gets dispatched to a situation that isn't necessarily meant for law enforcement or meant for, someone getting taken to the hospital. And so the plan is we will deploy within 1 hour anywhere in the county a crisis professional and a peer to help de-escalate the situation and handhold until we can get someone referred into proper treatment, either with our agency or with someone else. This is going to be a very big deal for our county. We're going to be doing trainings just before we deploy with Central Dispatch 911 and our local police agencies. The goal is jail diversion, the goal is emergency room diversion, and the goal is to meet people where they are at in the middle of a crisis. So we're very pleased that MDHHS chose us for this almost $1 million grant, and we're going to be getting that deployed as soon as we get everybody staffed and everybody with the proper certifications. So I think that's probably the biggest update from 2025, but if folks want to look over this data and get me any questions at any point in the future, I can get you my email address at the agency and try to answer those as best as possible. I know there are some interesting statistics on here, such as there's a gender disparity and there's some age disparities as well, and we're kind of combing through and trying to figure out if we can find the reasons exactly for those things, but it's just some interesting stuff anyway.
Thank you, Mayor. That's great news.
Thanks, Mayor.
For the comments? Yes, Pastor.
Bill Mall, 1335 West North Street. I have never brought this kind of a concern before you before, but I've just been watching a lot over the last couple of years in this community as we have seen so many of these golf carts and motorbikes and other kinds of alternative transportations go all around the city, in particular up and down on Oliver Street, where I drive frequently. And the reason I'm bringing it to your attention only is because I'm seeing kids put in situations on these carts in things that I know are very much violating what the ordinances are in our community. And I'm hoping to help you get ahead of this so that we don't end up with a tragedy in our community. And I understand moms find themselves in awkward positions where they've got to transport their kids and they think it can be done easily. And I'm watching golf carts and they're just pointing their fingers and everything else. Kids are hanging out the back. And again, not a complaint, just a concern for the safety of our citizens. And I don't know what the best way to manage some of these things are, but I would hope it would be something that would be at least on the radar. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Pastor. Yes, sir.
Hi, Hi, everyone. Robert Duran Brockway. I am coming to you as the program director for America 250 MI, which is the office that the governor set up 5 years ago to help celebrate the semi-quincentennial. I've been in this job for 2 years. Part of some of the initiatives that we've done is we've given away $3 million in grant money to historical organizations, municipalities, and tribal governments. We actually were able to award $50,000 to the Lebowski Center for a new stage. So I was really happy about that. I'm here to tell everybody about an initiative that we have coming up on Wednesday, which is called Sharing the Spirit of America, which is the simultaneous reading of the Declaration of Independence around the state of Michigan, around the nation, and around the world. Right now, we have over 100 locations in Michigan that are going to be reciting the Declaration of Independence on Wednesday at 6 p.m. About 500 locations around the nation and probably 1,000 locations around the world right now. Everywhere from Australia to New Zealand to Japan to the Philippines, Morocco, at the foot of the pyramids in Egypt. Everywhere in Michigan from little tiny towns up in the UP all the way down to Greenfield Village where they're having a big giant party. So I don't know if anyone is reciting the Declaration here in Owosso at 6 p.m., but if you are, there's a little registration form you can fill out on www.america250mi.org. Appreciate if you are doing it, fill that out. And if anybody has any questions about Wednesday and about setting up an event anywhere, just please let me know. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Ashley Stevens, 1438 West Main Street in Owosso. This is a concerning thing for me and my family that has been going on for probably the past year. It's continued to get worse. Around my neighborhood, there are three houses, all within a few blocks of each other, that have people there that have, I'm not sure how to say it politically correct, but substance use problems and theft problems. I don't know how to make it, like, you know, sound a little bit better, but I am having a very large problem near my house. I have a six-year-old son that I am concerned about seeing all of this every day, and we ride our bikes into town like we did tonight to the meeting, and usually at nighttime we go for bike rides, and we see a lot of things that you wouldn't normally see just driving by in a car, passing by. 2 weeks ago on a Sunday evening, we had someone from one of those houses they had a flashlight in our back window. And my husband does flat roofing, and it had a bunch of tools in his back of his window. And it's somebody that I had a problem with last summer also. I had to call the police because of it. And then she went running down the alley that's behind our house. It's like our house is on the corner, then there's a house, then there's an alley. The alley connects to the next house of one of these three. And because we were parked over this, or we were parked on the sidewalk, there could be nothing done. But if they come into our yard next time, then there can be something done about it. And it's been getting worse and worse over the last few months, to where I have my bicycles in my house now. I don't have them in my garage because I just don't trust it to be out in my garage. We have a light that shines our yard. It doesn't matter. The person that came trying to break into our car obviously didn't care about that light. It shines the whole entire driveway, yard, everything. And it's not just concerning for me, but my neighbors. I had a neighbor from across the street, a couple houses down, come to me before the 4th and say the same exact thing. He was wanting to start like a neighborhood watch because it's getting really bad, to where they're coming from these houses and they're arguing with each other in the middle of the street, daytime, nighttime, it doesn't matter. It can be from 7 a.m. in the morning until 3 a.m. It could be all, I mean, I don't know. I try to go to bed because I don't want to, it gets stressful, you know, and it's all I think about. I'm always looking out my windows for these people, making sure everything's safe at my neighbor's houses if they're gone. And it shouldn't have to be that way, because I grew up in New Lothrop, and I grew up coming out here to Owosso and visiting here my whole life, and I love coming out here. And then I moved here 5 years ago, and I lived in a different house. I lived over on Stewart in 52, and I was able to have my crotch rocket sitting out with my bicycles. Never had a problem. And now, 3 years later, I can't have anything. I don't even want to put stuff out in my yard because I'm afraid of things getting stolen. And I don't know what can be done because I know that we have a big city and the police have a lot of things that they have to take care of. There's a lot of calls coming in. This problem, I've talked to a few different police officers, nighttime, daytime, about it at length. And they've had other people complain about the same thing in the area. And it's just really frustrating because we can't just take matters into our own hands, you know? So I just would like to know what can be done to help stop this, because I have also seen recently on our bike ride, just down from our house, is paraphernalia on the ground. It was enough off of the sidewalk to where my son did not see it, but I did. And that was my last straw. And I wanted to bring it to the attention. I'm sure that everybody knows about it and it's a problem. I do appreciate that I've noticed there's not as many things going on in downtown, up near the Armory downtown area. I have noticed that a lot, and there's no camping allowed in near Kerwood Castle and all that. I do appreciate that because that, you know, it does make it a lot nicer, but it's just to the point where I'm sick of it, and we're trying to do a neighborhood watch because it's just getting overwhelming for all of us.
Okay. I think we do know about the situation. I don't know if you've talked to the chief at all.
No.
Maybe the chief can get if you want to stick around. The main chief, you'll be okay to talk to her about it.
Okay. I didn't know. I know that there's so much going on in the city. I didn't want to bother you, but, you know, come up to the police station and talk. But I just, yeah, it's something that needs to.
Yeah.
I know there's been a police presence in our neighborhood recently, more and more. But the safety of my family and my neighbors.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Thank
I would suggest
you.
Maybe that to start there, and,
okay.
And then we'll see what, if anything, can be done. But I know it's been out there, and I know it's not an easy solution. I know that much. But I think the good thing is have a talk with the chief.
Okay.
And we'll see.
I appreciate your time.
You bet. Thank you for showing up tonight. Appreciate it. Further comments? Seeing none, I bring it back to the council for comments at this point in time. Yes?
So this is for council and then everybody here. Just a few reminders about things happening. But there is the free concerts at the amphitheater. I have a flyer for it. But they'll start this Thursday. They'll be Thursday, July 9th, 16th, 23rd, 30th, and August 6th. They start at 7 p.m., free concerts at the amphitheater, which will be happening while the Moonlight Market is happening. So it's a good time to go and engage with downtown Owosso. And then in addition, there is a event happening at the Shiawassee Arts Center, which I think all of the council got invites to today. But it is for everybody in the community. It's an opportunity to learn about nonprofits in the community and their history. There's an exhibit that will have historical connections to many of our nonprofits. There will be a raffle if you go and engage with. There's some opportunities to write about how nonprofits have impacted you. So there'll be a raffle with some cool prizes, including North Pole Express tickets. So it's a good opportunity to engage with nonprofits and learn more about them. And then I wanted to, this is for all of us, but remind council that you all have been invited to the Shiawassee Recycles Government Officials and Community Leaders meeting. Hopefully everyone has gotten an invite in their inbox, but I know Mayor Teich isn't able to be there.
That's going to be next week, not this week. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
next Thursday on the 16th. But it'd be great if Owosso could have as many folks there as possible.
Absolutely.
But if you need more info about it, let me know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just wanted to start a conversation a little bit about something that came up last year and the year before and the year before and probably the year before, and that's the burnout situation that happens over by the Taco Bell. Kevin, I know that, I'm assuming at this point, nobody files for like a road closure there to do the burnout.
No.
It's just spontaneous. But it's always in the same spot at the same time, right?
Yes.
So my concern is, at every car show, my husband obviously is a car guy, so at every car show, whenever there's burnouts, there's always cement barricades. You know, essentially, what did you say?
Barriers,
exactly. That are set up in a way to, because tires fly off and cars spin out and the crowd can get terribly, terribly hurt by it. So I understand that nobody's filing a permit and nobody's technically responsible, but we know that this is coming, and so I just wonder if there's not something we can maybe do proactively to safeguard all the people that will be around this event. And I don't know if that's like considered out of round because nobody's filing for us to do those things, but if there's any way that we have resources to safeguard people, I just kind of wonder if we could deploy them.
We have every officer working that weekend, but we do not block off to allow that. That would be allowing it to go on. We try to manage it and reduce it. But
yeah.
It's a big city, limited officers to do it.
Right.
So, no, we're not going to use that. Block it off to allow that. It's a huge risk and a liability that the city takes it. We do staff it accordingly every year.
Yeah. So what, like, are citations issued? Are people being ticketed for it?
Yes.
Okay. Like, I guess I just don't know if we're not going to protect the people from it, then how do we prevent it altogether? Like, because it feels like...
What kind of citation is it, Kevin?
It depends on whether it's exhibition driving, drag racing.
Someone burns out.
Drag racing, exhibition driving, one of the two. There's several infractions.
Okay.
But we do give them out. It's also... We're a small department, and we put every officer on the street that mm-hmm. can. That people must be working during the day. But if we go to one area, they drive two blocks over. It's not just here. It happens all over the country all the time.
Is there somebody at the event that we could contact that would build it into the event? Like, so that way we can convince the actual event holders? Like, somebody, it's through Back to the Bricks, right? I mean, like, that's kind of like a spin-off from this, or this is not related at all?
Just organic.
What?
Just organic.
Just organic, and yet somehow happens at the same time all the time. But who, so nobody. There's nobody. There's no way to, okay, so, I mean.
I don't think that would be a good idea to sanction a burnout event on a city street.
Not on a city, well, that's what I mean. Like, I don't know if there would be.
One more parking lot, so, yeah. Private property, maybe, but. We're not going to sign up for that. I would rather see them pulled over and taken off the street, if you ask me.
So how many, do you remember how many citations were actually issued last year?
No.
Okay. It just feels, sorry, my brain is like breaking in half because it just feels so weird to know that something's going to happen and have no course of action to safeguard people from it happening. It just feels collectively nobody have any ideas. Okay. All right.
Well. I wouldn't say we don't have any idea. Kevin has said that it's all hands on deck. We can have a conversation about maybe bringing in other agencies, but I have not liked the burnouts on city streets since the beginning of it. And I was the biggest proponent of doing something about it the first time it happened for the same reasons you mentioned. Plus the damage to the streets.
Right.
So we're not doing anything. I mean, he's pulling every officer he can. He's denying vacations at a very popular time to take time. And we're just going to keep doing everything we can.
We do have an operational plan. It won't be discussed here.
But
we do have a plan. Rest assured on it.
Is there like a PR? Where did he go? Is there a PR plan?
No.
Nathan, where are you? Like to like put out a message that says like, hey, don't do this, don't ruin our streets. This is don't glorify it, don't make, you know, don't egg it on, don't like something where we can actually like appeal to the people to maybe not encourage it from happening. Like if they understood the damage.
Pulled over. I see it as enforcement and nothing else. It's got to be enforcement because you just can't do that on a city street. Whether it's some
organic cruise or whatever the heck they like to call it. I mean, right. It's ridiculous. They should not be able to do that. So if we do a PR, if we do a PR effort, it should say, if you're doing burnouts on Park Street or wherever, you're breaking the law, and we'll come after you.
Yeah. So can we do that? Can we put something out there that says we're going to bite you?
Be happy to. I think sometimes it has the opposite effect.
Okay.
Rather than make a decision here, staff makes those decisions internally rather at a council meeting.
I see. Okay. Well, my concern is noted then.
Further comments? It might not be the Mr. McSam might not be the answer you would like, but I saw your email at 5:30. I did actually get to read a little bit of it, not digest it there, but there's a lot to digest. But I did talk with the Ryan that's sitting right next to you, the Director of Public Services and Utilities. And I asked him personally to address your letter to you and copying the city council so we can get the city and what their opinion is of what's going on with your letter and so forth so we can digest it. So that's where it's at right now, just to let you know.
I'm looking for some guidance. I spoke with Ryan on February 27th, and we were going to get things going back then. Since then, I'm going to deal with Tom. I sent Tom a letter 2 weeks ago, or an email, with a proposal too, but I've amended it after I read all of the ordinances and stuff that the city has. Mm-hmm. So I did make an amendment to it. I did, again, read all the documents and stuff from the township agreement and all that. So I'm just striving to get a problem corrected. Yep. I've got a bad pump there, a fire protection pump. It's got a bad bearing. It does work. It runs a little loud. Rather than replace the pump for $8,000, I thought it'd be best to look for a permanent solution and bring in city water.
Well, I'm going to put our best man on it, and he's going to get address all your details, and I know you have details. And so, and the only one that can do it here is Ryan. So our director will do that. So, all right. Okay. I am on the DDA Main Street Board. That's a position that one of the positions the mayor takes on. And I was asked by I'm not sure what the Lizzie's she is the director, yes, of the DDA Main Street. We're starting and creating another storefront competition related to the winter wreath off that we started this past Christmas time. So it's called Hooked on Downtown. So this is like the flyer that you're going to be seeing. And what this is all about is to get people engaged more in the downtown area. We have 20 businesses involved in this Hooked on Downtown. It's basically each week in July, so four times. There'll be five smallmouth bass, and they'll be hidden in storefronts of these participating businesses. And if you find all five during any week, you can submit that entry in a QR code, and you can win some prizes. But for more details on it, you just go to downtownowasso.org, go to events, and you can find out all the details about this, what's going on in July for Hooked on Downtown. So there'll be smallmouth bass hidden in the storefronts to find. Five. So go for it. Other than that, Councilwoman Osmer got me on this, and I think this is a great thing to learn about our 11 nonprofits. This now brings us to the consent agenda. I'd be looking for a motion.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
Motion of support. This will be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Luddington?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The consent agenda is approved. This brings us to item business, which we have five tonight. Actually, we have, I think we added a few, a couple more. So they're all in the consent.
Yeah.
Okay, so we only got five. Thank you. The first one being the ordinance adoption bonding for DWRF financing. And we'll start it off with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is for the drinking water revolving loan fund financing for 2026. This would authorize a maximum bond not to exceed of $12 million. The state has agreed to purchase $12 million of this principal and forgive $2,160,000 of that. So your total debt principal would be $9.84 million. And this is for water main replacements on Clinton Street, Gilbert Street, Williams Street, Dewey, Mason, and Genesee Streets, as well as non-compliant lead service line replacements. The Gute Hill Booster Station Rehabilitation, the Water Treatment Plant Chemistry Project, and the Osborne Well Rehabilitation. With that, I will, if there are any specific questions about this bond financing, Eric McLaughlin with Dickinson Wright is here this evening to talk about that.
Does anybody have any questions regarding this?
No. Not me.
Is there anything you'd like to add, Eric?
Not only that the ordinance continues the pledge and lien on the net revenues of the system to secure repayment of the bonds, and then the amounts that are set forth in the ordinance are not obligations of the city to issue bonds in that amount. So any amount of grant money or other appropriated money from the state would, if there are any for the drinking water program, then that would reduce the amount that the city needs to borrow. So it's not an obligation, it just provides you the ceiling, the authority within which you can borrow money to provide for the project.
Yep, thank you. I was just talking to the director, Tuhanek, regarding that, and always in my mind, I thought we were just, you know, you would get that amount of money, but you basically have the opportunity if you don't need it all, because hopefully if we can get some grant money, we won't need it all. So that's our goal. So any other questions or anything for Eric? Are we going? You might want us to. We might be involved on the next one as well. It looks like if you want to stay right there.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion of support. This will be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Pro Tem Haber.
Yes.
Councilmember Olson.
Yes.
Osmer.
Yes.
Luddington.
Yes.
Mayor Teich.
Yes, the ordinance adoption bonding for DWRF financing is approved. This brings us to item of business number two, ordinance adoption bonding for CWRF financing. Again, we'll start it off with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is for the Clean Water Revolving Loan Fund for 2026 in the amount of $20 million total principal with a forgiveness amount of $2.6 million. This is for the sewer side, so it's our wastewater treatment plant towers replacement, the sewer collection system analysis, this is our smoke testing, and future capacity and flow management, which includes flow metering and sediment analysis. And I'm glad that Mr. McLaughlin made sure to reiterate that this is, you know, not to exceed. You don't have to issue this total amount because all of you are probably aware that there was an announcement made that the governor will most likely sign a state budget that includes almost $3.3 million from Representative Begole and Senator Singh's efforts to have the state legislature chip in via an appropriation for our water treatment towers. Now, it wasn't the full $15 million, but $3.3 million is the number. We're waiting for that signature. Keep in mind that the state budget doesn't start until October 1st, so we're doing this all at the same time, bonding and doing some of the construction, and then there will most likely be a period of time where Eagle has to figure out how to convey those dollars to us. So they're happening in conjunction. So if there's anything Eric would like to add on this nuanced situation, it's a little bit different than the first, I would encourage him to do that.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point with the timing, Mr. Rennie. These loans are structured as drawdown loans, which means that once they're issued in the full face amount of what of the loan, but you only draw down a little bit at a time to pay for the construction as it advances, and thus you only pay interest on what has been advanced from the state to you. So given that the state's fiscal year doesn't start till the end of the year or later in the year, October 1st, that timing kind of works itself out. They have the time to get the payment that they appropriate to you, rather than giving you a lump sum right at the front and you start paying interest on it all. You pay portions of the construction that you have completed through the time that you received the advance. So it helps with that timing issue that Mr. Henning brought up.
Because this leans the revenue from the system in order to pay it back, it's important to keep in mind that we don't need to take out the whole $20 million. So this is sort of how we have started talking internally about how do we recognize that very public discussion about Goal and Singh's efforts at the state level to help us out a little bit on that.
I don't know if this is something you can answer or we even have an answer, but when we discuss this, there is a forgiveness amount of about $2.7 million on this. Does basically the grant monies affect that amount?
Yes.
It does?
Yes.
And what percentage? Does it go by a percentage?
Yes. So typically in the fine print, when we do close out on the bond, the loan forgiveness is on a prorated basis. So your 2.6 is over the 20%, whatever that ratio is. So so as a result, that would be lost on that proration.
Okay. All right.
So what happens is the 2.6, if we sign as is, what will happen is MFA gives you the 2.6 up front in forgiveness when calculating, and then they will then do an adjustment at the time that the project is done and the project is closed.
Okay. So, but simply put, for all I think, if you're at, let's say it's $2 million is basically 10% of the 20, right?
I was going to just simplify it, that being if you only had $10 million, then you're only going to get 1.3 reduced.
1.3 reduced.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, thank you. Any other questions for Eric tonight?
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming. Appreciate it.
I make a motion to approve the ordinance adoption of the CWRF financing.
Support.
I have a motion to support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Luddington?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The ordinance adoption bonding for CWRF financing is approved. This brings us to item of business number 3, notice of pecuniary interest. Enter notice of pecuniary interest on the record for Council Member Carl Luddington as it relates to proposed contracts with Luddington Electric, Inc. for the period of April 28th, 2026 through June 23rd, 2026.
Make a motion to approve.
Do we have to?
Oh, no, that's not next week?
Oh,
that's not.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen, girl. Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion to support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Luddington?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. Notice of pecuniary interest is approved. This brings us to items of business number 4, unpaid parking ticket write-off. And again, we'll start off with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This memorandum came from the public safety chief, but I'll do my best here. This would be for fiscal year ending 6/30 of 26 in the amount of $15,240 for unpaid parking ticket revenue that was recorded in the city's financial statements. These accounts are delinquent beyond our standard threshold. If there's anything else that would be added, Chief, I'd ask you to do so.
Nope, that covers it.
Okay. Comments?
I mean, just for the sake of it having come up during citizen comments, what efforts do we take to try to collect? Is it like three notices? And
they are sent letters after 30 days notice and, through our passport portal. So. However, there is no, I mean, if they don't pay them, there's no extra fine or anything else.
Right, it's not like it goes to the Secretary of State or something on a license or something weird on that registration. So that's you did the max that we could do.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a bummer.
It is. It is. Right now, there's no way to enforce it. We address that at that four-hour meeting. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to the chief about it today. And I was thinking this the opposite, that we could take them to court, but it's them to take us to court to basically say, hey, this I shouldn't have got a parking ticket, if you follow what I'm saying. Is this the opposite? So, and it would be very costly to try to do it on all the tickets.
Yeah.
So, so the only other means, which a lot of other cities do, is basically it's towing, and it's usually the third offense, and they usually say, may be towed after the third offense. Yeah. And so they see that, but right now we have no way to really patrol when it comes to parking.
Yes. So I have a question. This came up obviously during that 4-hour meeting when we talked about it and mm-hmm. lots of citizen comments. And we were talking about revisiting it after we had some data of how the new picture collection system is going. I don't know if you have any just generic data or if we're doing that more September time frame of talking about how it's going.
Those are in the second meeting of every month. It's been in there since.
In the packet.
Okay. But you would say comparatively it's still going well. I'm just saying it for.
No, it's not going well. That's why we're writing this off. People aren't paying their tickets.
How much have we collected?
I don't have that data in front of me.
That's okay. Sorry, I'm asking you on the fly, so that's valid.
Yeah.
So even with the new electronic system, we may need to revisit the conversation then.
Possibly. I don't. Other than what's in front of you here, that's been due.
No, it's okay. I don't expect it's. That's above and beyond what I'm asking. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm more so just saying for us, we may have to revisit the conversation of how do we actually have any teeth behind ticketing.
Absolutely.
Though it's. Towing seems harsh, but I get it.
Well, after the third offense.
Yeah?
I don't think it's harsh at all.
$330. Oof. That's what we collected.
Okay.
Do you have a problem?
Yep, okay.
$330 is what we collected, and $15,000 is what we haven't collected. So I don't think it's working.
And so what's the cost of our person that's actually on payroll doing it?
We would like to have that conversation as agenda item.
Okay,
and
perfect.
And sincerely hope that the data that we've collected, we're 6 months past your six-month deadline to give us time.
Right.
We sincerely hope that this convinces you that something must be done,
mm-hmm.
because you shouldn't be writing off $15,000 worth of parking tickets every year.
Right.
People who come in here and say personally to you that they will not abide by it because they don't think it should be done. Mm-hmm. And then they make jokes about it at your meeting.
And it's not people.
That's what got me.
Right.
So if you're not going to enforce parking, don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's put something together. You guys think about it. Let Amy know or me know so we can plan it in the agenda. We can put Kevin to work to put together all the data that he shared with you so far, including this, and you can have that discussion again.
Mm-hmm. How much time would it take to get that back on the agenda?
We'll let you know. It depends on what Kevin can put together. I don't want to put him under a rush.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why I said like September.
It also depends on what you want. You can email me what you wanted prior to the meeting, because to come in the fly has raw data. I don't have that.
That's fair.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, I'd be looking for a motion.
Yeah, I guess we'll make a motion.
I'll support it.
Thanks, Carl. Reluctant support.
I have a motion support. This will be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Ludington?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, unpaid parking ticket write-off is approved. This brings us to item number 5, appoint Historic District Study Committee. And again, we'll start it off with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, you sit on the Carnegie Library Committee. I serve on that in a non-voting manner, and we hope that everyone's keeping up with it. And one of the things that the Historic District sort of planted was, hey, why don't, in order to protect the exterior of that building so that it can't be changed from its historic nature, why don't we find a way to extend the historic district boundaries to encompass it? And after doing some research, we found out that we can just include it as a standalone property, and the steps to get it in the district boundaries are the same as creating the district itself. So first, you start off with appointing a Historic District Study Committee. I am recommending that you appoint the HDC Commission as that committee. It'll be a good project for them because our study from 2010 is showing its age a bit. And by doing this small project, we can all get used to the process of doing the study if it needs to be updated in the future. So we'll add the library, and the first step to do that is to appoint a study commission.
Any questions or comments?
I think it's great. Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion of support. This will be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Ludington?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. Appoint Historic District Study Committee is approved. This brings us to our second and last citizen comments, in which you will be allowed up to 3 minutes to address the council at this time. Is there anyone that would like to address the council?
Mike Klein, 204 Stratford Drive. I'd just like to say that Councilperson Olson, you brought up about the ticket thing. Hey, you got the authority right here, right now, tonight. You brought it up. Have it added as an item of business and maybe the first meeting in September or October. You have the authority. You brought it up. Do it tonight. Have it added as an item of business. That should give the public safety director enough time to put that information together. But tonight you can make an effort to say you got involved. Next thing I'd like to say is, Mayor, very disappointed in you tonight. You didn't bring up a single thing that I said. You could have at least brought up the tree in the river, because like Mr. McLaren that was here, he lives along the river. If a tree fell off his property into the river, he's responsible for getting it out. Now we've got a piece of potentially city-owned piece of property that is in violation again of a tree in the river. Somebody's responsible for getting it out. Somebody is. Those are your guys' rules. And then my neighborhood got one of these letters in the mail this week. You had a real dumbfounded look on your face there, Mr. Teich. You want to come on my property. Your assessor wants to come on my property. They want me to tell them what I've done with my kitchen. They want me to tell them what I've done with my basement. They want me to fill this out. Now, if the Owosso Police Department has been asked by me to step off my porch, and they've done it, unless they have a search warrant, they have been in my driveway before. I've asked them to step onto the public easement, and then we'll have our conversations there, which I prove myself not guilty. but you want to come in my backyard. You want to look around. Now, if I have the authority to tell the Owosso Police Department, get off my porch, get out of my driveway, go back to the public easement, but they want to come in my backyard. Now, code enforcement, Tanya Buckaloo, says we can't go past the sidewalk. Only code violations, we have to see it from the public easement. So what authority does the assessing department for the city of Owosso have to come on to my backyard and look around my backyard, which I have nothing to hide, not one single thing. You can see I got a new roof on my house. I pulled a permit for it. They can see all that. But you think you really want me to fill this out and send this in? You guys got to be nuts. And I know two of my neighbors that absolutely threw them in the garbage. So I cannot give you permission to come on my property unless you have a search warrant. Please don't disrespect my Fourth Amendment. Don't come on my property. I have a lot of cameras, and if I see somebody snooping behind my backyard, so but please comment on that, sir.
I will. I don't know if I will, but I might have the city attorney address that, if you would, city attorney, regarding what he just commented on.
So I haven't seen that letter personally, but I have seen assessors in other communities use that letter. And generally speaking, what that letter is the assessor asking either for permission to enter the premises or to is asking the homeowner to voluntarily provide information that is relevant to tax assessing issues. If I understand what Mr. Klein said, he's well within his right to say, I do not want to participate, I do not give permission, and I'm not going to divulge information. I believe that's all within his right. If I understand the letter from the context as Mr. Klein has stated, it's a voluntary process that the city is simply asking the residents to provide this information. That's the extent of it.
Well, I obviously got mine.
Okay.
So I'm not I'm familiar with that, and it's basically, do you have new windows? When did you replace the windows? 5 years ago, 10 years ago? Did you do, you know, they're looking for, you know, what improvements that you've made to your home. Pretty much, for assessment reasons.
That's correct.
Okay, so you can either volunteer to do that without even having them come on your property, or not. So, being a good citizen and mayor, I told them everything I did to that property in the last 10 years, and probably will be getting a little bit more taxes because of it. But that's fine. But I didn't see. I think it is a choice. My choice was to fill it out. My choice was to hand it in. But I tend to agree, obviously, with what you're saying. It's I don't think the assessing a department is expecting to get 100% participation.
When I believe it cuts both ways in some regard. In an example like the windows you mentioned.
Yeah.
If I had the devil's advocate role, it would be that if you do not divulge information to the assessor and the assessor is left with trying to figure out on his own, he may very well put a number, an assessment to your property, numbers that he's gleaning from the distance that he has, whatever vantage point he has to look at.
Mm-hmm.
He'll assess a number, which then would put the burden back on the taxpayer to challenge the taxes, and there's a process. So it cuts both ways, but it is all voluntary as far as I understand.
Yep, that's how I see it too, as well. When it comes to the tree, number one, I think it was mentioned that the old YWCA that the district library has purchased, okay, that will not be the city of Owosso land. That is not our land. Okay, that is going to be the district library's land. So my question is this, with the question that was presented about the tree in the river, if the city doesn't own that land, does that It's are you responsible as the landowner halfway in the middle of the river to clean off, to get the tree out of the river?
Yes, the property rights extend to the center or the thread line of a river. So in theory, that lot, being the library, would go to the center. So from the north half of that river would be the responsibility of that property owner.
Yeah, the library.
The library.
District library. Not Owosso.
Not Owosso.
All right. Am I at 50% or am I still zero?
You get a thank you.
Well, thanks for the reminder. I do appreciate it. When it comes to golf carts, you know, even when we approved that, I really thought, man, how do you really we're just talking about, we don't have the biggest staff in the world. Okay, talking about burnouts, talking about everything else. You know, how do you really patrol now golf carts too? You know, it's got to be tough. And always when you approve something additional, there's going to be additional issues. Always. And that's, I think we knew that going into it. And, you know, either an officer will be there and catch it. Officer isn't there. I really don't have a quick answer for that. I don't even know if the chief would have a quick answer for that, how he would patrol golf carts and things better than we already do.
I could talk to you afterwards, bro.
Okay. All right.
I agree, though. It is scary. I've seen people cruising by with, like, a newborn baby, and they're like, other kids, it's terrifying, and coming down King, it just gives me... It always gives me a heart attack.
Yep. When it comes to Mr. Owens, that again, I'm going to leave that just like it did with the other issue with Mr. McLaren, and left it with our director for answering. I'm going to leave that with Tanya as well. So it will be a Tanya continuation to follow up on that with, like any other citizen. If you have a complaint, you can go to the Owosso and put it right online for the complaint, or you can come right here and do it. Other than that, any other comments? Yes.
I just wanted to say the water bills just came out, and the water portal is now live. And although, you know, it doesn't help in terms of paying this bill's got to get paid out within the month. But my bill was disgusting. It was horrible. Very, very high. And I immediately logged into the portal and will probably be going in every month because we don't have the option for monthly bills as of yet. So I will just make myself do the monthly bill. I'll just remind everybody that if you're going to have to pay that ACH fee to do an electronic transfer, the percentage over the total amount is the same as the percentage broken into three. A percentage is a percentage. It's going to work out just fine. So don't let it deter you. You might be paying $3 three times, but it's the same as the $9 the one time, if you, whatever the fee is. So if you are worried at all about your water bills, make sure you get registered with the portal. The ladies in the, I think it's just ladies, that's why I say ladies, but the women that are running the phones at the utility department are really helpful. You can call them. You can give them your address if you don't know your account number to get registered. The more you know about your water usage, at least you can see the train coming at you, and you can kind of chip away at it. Maybe it works out that you are $10 a day, or, you know, but $10 a week, or whatever your bill is. Mine's gross. Other people's are not gross. But anyways, I worry about everybody getting hit really hard, especially with the summer and the water usage going up for everybody's pools and sprinklers and watering plants and all that fun stuff. So try to get registered with the portal. It only benefits you.
Yeah, it's definitely a really good thing. I've been using it.
Yeah.
The other thing that I'm very impressed with is when I water the lawn, and I don't do it often, the very next day I have an email. The very next day I have an email from the city. That is awesome.
Yeah.
I said, you know, your average use is 40 gallons a day. Yesterday you used 145 gallons. They'll tell me right on the spot how many gallons.
Yeah.
We're concerned you might have a water leak. I've done, like, I had three of those in 2 weeks because we had some work done, and through I don't know if anybody was involved in getting your meter from out of your basement and put in outside, but I was one of those houses, and so they dig up the dirt, right? And so then they come in the spring and they plant seed, and it's up to you to water. And so I've been watering those spots, and I get these emails. And so I'm very impressed with that. So they make you aware. And if it is a leak, then it's a good thing they got a hold of you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So. A running toilet is a nightmare. If anybody's ever had a running toilet, it is.
It's a nightmare. Absolutely. Any other comments? Seeing none, I'll take it to the city manager's report. City manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The only thing I wanted to touch on this month was the water portal.
Jumped the shark.
I couldn't have said it better myself, so we're very happy that that's up and running and that the testimony that it's working very well. They built that from the ground up, and it was not easy for them because DSNA, we didn't get a lot of cooperation from Aclara, and so they had to do a lot of forcing. And it's a great product. So
it is.
Glad to hear it's being used.
Yep.
And we're doing our best to get the word out there. It's going to be in the next couple newsletters, and we'll make sure to plug it on social media too. Other than that, I didn't have any other comments.
Okay. Seeing that, are we...
Can I ask you a question, actually? I'm sorry, I don't mean to get us right before the bell, but Nathan, what's the story on the scrapyard on Peter? I noticed the building's coming down, but then the other building looks really bad now that you can see it. Yeah. Are they tearing it all down?
Scott might be able to help me on this a bit, but that's a very long-standing code issue.
Yeah.
Spanning multiple owners, and the latest owner has been very cooperative with trying to work with us. We understand he's got a business to run, and it's in a very unfortunate place. But we were most concerned about the condition of the buildings, and so that is what you're seeing. He is starting to work through that.
So, but is the plan that they're taking all the buildings down and building something new there, or is it that they're just tearing them down? Like, I guess, do you guys know?
No, I would have to look at the details of it. Tanya's got all the information.
Okay, I just didn't know.
They're starting. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mayor's the citizen comment still open? I'm sorry, I missed it in my notes, so I wasn't sure if you closed citizen comment.
I went to council comments.
Okay, I'm sorry. Got my notes out of sequence here, then that's all.
Yeah. Did you have a comment?
No, I just want to make sure that no one was left open.
There are some. Shoot.
Oh.
I think we do have a couple. Seasons.
Maybe you caught something there, city attorney. Appreciate that. So I'll bring it back. If I did not legally close the comments, or anybody else that have any comments.
My name is Galen Ponder from 602 North Ball Street here in Owosso. This is a light comment regarding the parking permit, the parking violation policy. I'm not going to pretend like I know what the solution is, but I appreciate the fact, I live on Ball Street, very narrow street. I appreciate the fact that there is a policy, even though sometimes the city, like right now, is biting a cost. But I think in general, most people, they see that there's a policy and they're honest about it and they follow the policy. You're always going to have people who just disregard it. But whatever restructuring needs to happen, that's what I would just encourage as someone who lives on a congested street, that the policy does remain in place, but maybe just restructured on enforcement or how it's viewed. But most people see that, and if they see that the policy is gone, like as if, oh, I can just park however I want, that might actually make the problem worse. As far as what we experienced, they're just not being charged for it. That's all I want to say.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Further comments? Seeing none, I will now take it to the next meeting. It will be Monday, July the 20th, And I'd be looking for a motion for adjournment.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Support.
Motion to support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. We are adjourned.